I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day, a busy week for the business of Hollywood. Some top television executives got sacked, and a legendary movie studio may go up for sale soon. Tess Vigeland is with us today from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles. Tess, executives from television fired?
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? ABC. Fired two top executives this week. They've been in the ratings cellar for several years now, and they really haven't had any hits since Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which, of course, they promptly put on 4 days a week and watched it tank. And ABC is owned by Disney, which is under intense financial pressure these days. And ABC is a big part of the problem there, hence the big changes at the top. Both the chairman and the president of the network's entertainment division, the folks in charge of picking the programs that they air, got the boot this week, and they'll be replaced by the head of the Disney cable division.
And what about this man who owns the MGM Studios? He's a billionaire investor. His name is Kirk Kerkorian, and he wants to sell the movie studio again. He's already bought and sold it several times, hasn't he?
He has, yeah. He has owned MGM several times, actually, since the 60s. I think he's bought and sold three times. And word this week is that Sony may be interested in buying the company. And actually, the Wall Street Journal reports this morning that Time Warner may toss its hat into the ring as well. So perhaps a bidding war to ensue. We don't quite know yet. There's some speculation that the asking price would approach $5 billion, and Kerkorian paid $1.3 billion in 1996. It's certainly a very attractive holding for entertainment companies. MGM is one of the biggest film libraries in the world, about 4,000 films, including the coveted James Bond series. And that library, of course, could be a boon for DVD sales. So that's why it's quite attractive for any potential suitors.
Maybe that's how he got to be a multi-billionaire.
I think that is probably a safe bet. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, it is Friday, so we're taking a look back at the week on Wall Street.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.